On Carnegie Mellon University Week, infrastructure can keep people locked in the past. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Daniel Armanios, assistant professor in the Department of Engineering and Public Policy, explores how.
To understand the complex social legacy of our infrastructure, we must recognize that embedded within its physical embodiments are a wide array of people and organizations, both past and present. Our research conceptualizes bridges as institutional relics. Institutional in that engineers design bridges according to standards of the time. Relics in that these standards are explicitly built into the bridge's physical attributes, which persist even when these standards change as societies evolve. These bridges do not just carry outdated standards, but also social biases from the time. As physical infrastructure is difficult to move, new infrastructure is often built along these outdated footprints, further locking in these biases. Using data up to 2010, we find communities with greater percentages of African Americans and Hispanics are still associated with fewer bridges and associated with more restrictive bridges whose clearance constrict the free flow of buses or trucks when they even get one. In another study, we find that even one new bridge in a city increases high-growth startup rates by 16%. Outdated infrastructure therefore continues to systematically shut out Black and brown communities from accessing economic opportunities. Our infrastructure does not just transport people, goods, and services. They transport new ideas and with them, hope and opportunity. They also perpetuate outdated ideas that give bias and exclusion continued life. So the next time you cross a bridge, think about all the benefits of access, connection, and innovation that you take for granted from this silent engineering marvel. However, also think about the community intersected and displaced to make that possible. Their connection to infrastructure is often an unwanted one that still shunts their prospects. That duality typifies the complicated social legacy of our infrastructure systems that permeates and persists through its brick, mortar, and steel.
And that was Daniel Armanios of Carnegie Mellon University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.